Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ernie Riles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Juan Neves. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. The umpire calls a balk on Neves. Franco moves to second. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Snyder hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Washington hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deer strikes out. 2 outs. Glenn Bragg's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bragg's hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Bragg's reaches second base with a double. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Neves covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sviam hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive towards first. Tabler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brock moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to third. 2 outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Braggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braggs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Washington batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dale Sviam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Sviam is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviam hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Sviam reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Deer. Franco reaches second base with a double. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter is walked intentionally. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount strikes out. 1 out. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock strikes out. 2 outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Deer is 0-for-2 in the game. Deer hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Surhoff scores. It's Indians, 1, Brewers, 1. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There goes Deer. The throw from Allenson and he is out, Franco applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svyum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Surhoff and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Braggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Braggs hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Svyum is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Svyum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Svyum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Svyum moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive towards the mound. Neves reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Tabler moves to second. Chuck Krim now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kittle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svyum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Surhoff bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to second. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock is walked intentionally. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Deer hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Braggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krim fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Hall reaches second base with a double. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Braggs, who is chasing the ball. Washington reaches third base with a triple. Hall scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Allenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Braggs. Allenson reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Franco is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Franco is walked intentionally. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Upshaw now playing first base. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Riles is 0-for-3 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Riles reaches second base with a double. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sviam is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sviam strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Riles moves to third. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Molitor strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.